Hi, I'm Charlene Hilleman, the Dean of the School of Public Service Leadership at Capella University. Are you ready to emerge as a leader with the skills to make a difference in the public sector? Capella University offers Master and Doctor of Public Administration degrees, both in a convenient online learning format, so you can live your life while working toward advancing your career. You'll gain real-world experience and knowledge from a curriculum that's designed to meet professional standards. Plus, our competency-based programs allow you to immediately apply what you learn to the work you do and the people you serve every day. Visit capella.edu/ICMA to learn more.
Welcome to Making a Difference, the latest season of podcasts from ICMA's Local Gov Life. I'm your host, Erica White. In this series, we'll talk with three local government professionals, an elected official, and a community stakeholder about the way professional management makes a difference in a community's quality of life. This episode of Local Gov Life is sponsored by Capella University, an online university that lets you live and learn. To celebrate Public Service Recognition Week, ICMA's Michelle Frisbee sits down with Jane Brodigam, city manager of Boulder, Colorado. Jane has been in the position since 2008 and is Boulder's first female city manager in their over 90-year history.
Welcome to Local Gov Life, Jane.
Thanks for inviting me.
Jane, what made you decide to pursue a career in local government?
I actually didn't decide. I kind of fell into it. I started out my career as an attorney, and one of the law firms that I was working for, the youngest associate had to be the city prosecutor. When the new next youngest associate came on, I got promoted to be the person that went to the city council meetings, and I actually fell in love with local government. It's hard to believe, during city council meetings.
Did you ever imagine that you would eventually become the chief administrative officer for one of the most well-known cities in the country?
I actually had no idea that that's where my career would lead. You know, at one point, I was working for the county attorney in Boulder County, and I thought, wow, look at those people over at City Hall. They're so awesome, and Boulder's really awesome. And I never, ever imagined that I would work for either the city of Boulder and certainly not be the chief officer for the city of Boulder. It's been a huge surprise to me. I am so proud to be a local government professional, and looking back now over lots of years, I couldn't have picked a better career. I love it. It's a wonderful experience.
And how would you say your local government management experience and your experience specifically in Colorado has shaped who you are as a leader today?
You know, when you asked the question, the thing that stood out to me was being in Colorado. We're pretty laid back. We're a very collegial group of city managers and city attorneys, just all of the municipal people really care for each other and are focused on making our state as awesome as it possibly can be. I love being in Colorado. It is a beautiful place, and it just has a sensibility about it that's laid back but progressive all at the same time. Being here has shaped me as a professional to be focused on the environment, to be focused on policies that care about how people relate to their surroundings, to care about quality of life.
Boulder has a reputation as a former frontier town that still retains a little bit of its rebellious spirit. Tell us a little bit about the look and feel of Boulder today.
The most iconic thing about Boulder is that we are hard up against the Rocky Mountains. And in particular, there's a rock formation called the Flatirons that kind of dominates the landscape here. And that has really shaped who Boulder is. We have around 105,000 people. We are pretty much a slow growth community, so we try to grow at only 1% per year. Our demographics are a little bit concerning. We are a college town, which is wonderful, but we are a very white middle-class town, and we try quite hard to become a welcoming city and to make sure that people do feel welcome here. We are a sanctuary city. We wear that badge pretty proudly, I would say. It's an outdoor-focused town. There's a lot of athletes that train here because we are at high altitude, and people are just really focused on the outdoors. We are known for our open space, and that's one of the things that really impels people to move here.
You mentioned the University of Colorado. I understand that Boulder is also host to a number of other academic and science-based institutions. What impact has hosting such a large number of scholarly and research-based institutions had on the city's economy?
We are the proud home of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as NIST. And so we've got lots of folks here that are PhDs, certainly at the University of Colorado as well. We've got some Nobel Prize winners here, very much focused on science and climate. So we're kind of ground zero in the United States for climate science. And so a lot of the work that we do here in the city even is focused on it. The economy has benefited hugely from the University of Colorado and from the federal labs. We are often cited as one of the top entrepreneurial cities in the United States. So there's a lot of folks that are sitting in their dorm rooms right now dreaming up new companies, and they turn those into real world companies. We've got a great group of entrepreneurs in the city who are very generous with their time. And so they welcome others. They welcome startups. There's a lot of coffee club culture that goes on here, I would say, and just a lot of people working together and helping one another.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the city of Boulder?
Affordable housing. That is definitely an issue here in Boulder and honestly in the whole Denver metro area, but Boulder is one of the central places in which it's an issue. So many, many years ago, the late 1800s, we purchased our first open space. But starting in the 1960s and 70s, the city went on a buying campaign of property surrounding the city that we have as open space, and we have about 45,000 acres. The upshot of it is that we care a lot about our environment, but we've created a situation in which our community cannot grow outward. And so the value of land has gone up. And so many, many of our employees can't live here. We have a lot of people driving in, whether it be city employees, university employees, or just anyone in the community for their business. And just the cost of housing is really high. The statistics that they're telling me right now is that the average cost of a house here in Boulder is over $1 million. We also have more than 50% of our units are actually not single family homes, but apartments. Trying to create affordable housing is something that our council thinks about every single meeting that we have. We're always talking about it. We think that we're doing a good job of trying to create it. We have a goal of 10% of our housing units to be affordable, and we're at around 7.8% right now. We're slowly chipping away at that, but it's a really big issue in Colorado and in Boulder. The other big issue that's facing us is actually our economic vitality. We do have a lot of startups here, great entrepreneurial activity, especially in the sciences. But our economy, or at least the city's revenues, are based on sales and use tax revenue for the most part. And we're finding that some of our neighboring communities are doing a fabulous job of attracting retail and having people find their opportunities to shop there instead of here in the city of Boulder. And so our revenues are flattening. So we're going to have to be taking a look at what does economic vitality look for our community and our organization as we move into the next decade.
Wikipedia describes Boulder as a home rule municipality. What exactly does that mean, and how is the city structured?
So many of the cities that are part of ICMA are home rule municipalities. What it means is that our particular government has a city charter, which is kind of like our constitution. It is adopted by the voters of the city, and in our case, it was adopted in 1918. And that charter sets forth the government to be council manager form of government. So in our community, we have 9 council members. They're elected at large, and they select the mayor from among themselves. So the mayor is not voted on popularly by the people of the city. The council as a whole hires the city manager, the city attorney, and a municipal judge, and those are their employees. And then the rest of the city, the day-to-day operations, all the core services are run, if you will, by the city manager. So that's how we operate. Part of the home rule piece is that the state will have rules about how towns operate in the city. We're not governed by that. We're governed by our Home Rule Charter and any ordinances that the council would adopt. And so while the state may decide small towns shouldn't do this or can do that, we can decide for ourselves what we do and what we don't do.
Explain, if you would, what it means to be a professional local government manager.
The word that sticks out to me is, of course, professional. I think what it means is that you're a person that cares about delivering on democracy, that is always seeking continuous improvement, trying to understand the best practices in local government, caring about the learning and development opportunities that your employees have, not worried about yourself, but more worried about your community and trying to do the very best you can to make the quality of life in your community the best that it can be.
Can you cite a couple of specific examples of how professional local government management has made a difference in the city of Boulder?
This is actually a hard question for me to answer because I feel like everything that we do is sort of about that. A couple of years ago, we were starting to hear from the community that maybe the city council, the city government, the staff weren't listening hard enough. And we undertook an effort supported by the council and the city manager's office to understand what it is that our community wanted around community engagement. And so for a year, we worked with the public participation working group to figure out what it is that we could do better. And I felt like that was a great example of being a professional, is understanding that we weren't doing good enough, that we could do better, and asking the residents of our community to weigh in with us. As a result of that, we've created a community engagement strategy that is written down and that we're working really hard to follow in every public outreach opportunity that we have, especially our bigger projects. We're trying to make sure that we don't jump to conclusions, that we ask the residents, what do you think the problem is, before we decide what the problem is and the solution all at the same time.
On a daily basis, Jane, what is your relationship like with your elected officials?
The relationship works in a great way. In general, we have very cordial meetings once a month. Our council meets 4 times a month, and so I get to see them every single week. And our relationship is collegial, it's cordial. They are concerned about their constituents, and they ask me or the staff to respond to some of the questions that the constituents ask. And we try super hard to get ahead of every single issue that comes up. So when we get an email or concern from a resident, almost no matter what it is, we respond to that person right away and loop the council in so that they're fully aware of the staff response. So we try to work as closely as we can with our elected officials to make sure that they're getting answers, that their constituents are getting answers. I really give all the credit in the world to my team for the great relationship that we have with the city council.
The local government management profession sounds like a tough but rewarding one. What advice would you give to individuals who are considering local government management as a possible career?
My advice is jump right in. It is the best career ever. In fact, one of my children is a local government professional, and I'm super proud of the fact that she has entered this field. It's wonderful to serve the public, and it gives you a perspective that is broad, that's visionary, where you can really focus on what matters. And the truth is that what matters in our world is people, and making sure that their lives are as seamless as they possibly can be, and that they can take their kids to soccer practice or go to the grocery store or whatever they need to do without even thinking about local government. That's my goal. Don't even think about us. I hope your life is wonderful. And I love the opportunity to serve in that way. And I just feel like everybody that is interested in local government should give it a try because it is a great career. It's so rewarding.
And lastly, if you could say just one thing to Boulder residents about the importance of public service and professional local government management, how it makes a difference to them in the quality of life in their community, what would you say?
I'm going to go back to what I just said, which is that I hope you never think about us. I really do think that people want to live their lives without worrying about the government and what the government's up to. They want their life to be seamless, and anything that we can do to make their life easier and have fewer problems, That's what I want it to be like. So I hope they're not thinking about us. I hope they don't need to email us about a concern that they have with the pothole. But if they do, we're here for them. And we want in every way to hear what they have to say and what their concerns are so that we can address them and make life here as great as it can be.
That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. After each episode, join the conversation on social media. Look for the hashtag #MakingADifference and use it to share stories about the city, town, and county managers and administrators who make a difference in the quality of life in your community. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel and catch up on all seasons of Local Gov Life on iTunes or at icma.org/podcasts. Also, please share on social media and tell a friend about us. Thanks for listening to ICMA's Local Gov Life.
Are you ready to emerge as a leader with the skills to make a difference in the public sector? Capella University offers Master and Doctor of Public Administration degrees, both in a convenient online learning format. Visit capella.edu/ICMA to learn more.